Guys, we are back with another podcast. This is what you call the intro into the podcast. Followed by this intro, you will hear a wonderful little song followed by the podcast. Tyler, intro time.
What the fuck?
Well, on this podcast, we might have smoked a little weed before it. We might talk about sex during this podcast. And where sex has happened. We might talk about the song WAP.
Which I've never heard before.
And Tyler looks up the lyrics.
Listeners, beware. I read off some of the lyrics.
This is mature. This is for matures only. Don't let your kids listen to this podcast for sure. That's every podcast that we do. But, you know, this is interesting. This is a good one, guys.
What else do we talk about?
Man, a number of things. We had a wonderful time talking about mattresses.
The size of mattresses. We were so
guys
excited about it. I don't know why.
Hey, can you tell me the exact size of a full size mattress?
I guarantee everybody listening to this cannot name off the measurements of the mattresses.
You know what? You're gonna find out during this podcast. So you better stay tuned. So let's just jump into it, motherfuckers.
Please put your seats on your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go.
Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth.
And welcome back to another podcast. We're still alive. Tyler's still alive.
I'm still alive.
He's here.
We're around a fire.
It's been a long time. Yes, we're on which a candle, not like last weekend that was around a fire, which turned out pretty well until the end. I think it was a little windy.
The episode sounded pretty decent.
Yeah. Did you listen to the whole thing?
I listened to most of it. Good. For anyone curious, if you did listen to that episode, we just straight recorded that on my iPhone.
Yeah, right on the iPhone. And then we were even live, or we tried to go live for a little bit, and then I messed it up. I think, my phone was too close to the fire and overheated.
It got heated. I remember that. But it turned out pretty good. Anybody wanting to start a podcast, dude, download the Anchor app, and you could just record right into it. Shout out to Anchor.
It's been good. It must hate SoundCloud because we lost a lot of people. We couldn't post on SoundCloud anymore.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares.
No, people do care because we had like...
No. No, they don't care.
No, nobody that listens to us right now cares because they're the people that can hear us, not the SoundCloud people.
Nobody fucking cares.
Do you not realize how many people were listening to us on SoundCloud?
No, I realize it. I was the one that looked at the stats every time we posted it.
So stats have gone down since then, but we're on a better...
it doesn't matter. It's not about stats.
It's about for the love of the podcast.
Exactly.
And the love of the listeners.
It's for you guys.
For you guys. We love you guys, and we love what we do. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do it as much. I've been busy. Tyler's been super busy, working way too much. Let's start the hashtag Tyler quit your job.
Let's get Tyler to quit his job.
He is all for that hashtag. Hopefully he'll be in business for himself before too long. And, pray that dream can, it will happen.
It'll happen.
It will happen.
Give it a little time.
I will definitely do anything I can to support that. And I feel like that will give us, that's going to directly influence the podcast and everything we do. You know, so very exciting stuff
for the near future. You can't keep that money out of your hand, can
you? I can't.
You?
I have some ones. You know, Seth is back. Seth is back.
I don't know what
Seth
that
is
means.
Seth is fucking back. I'm going to tell you what's back.
What time
does Seth usually wake up every day?
Seth usually wakes up at 5 p.m.
No. That's a little overshot. About 4. I was consistently waking up at 4 about every day.
5. Before you get out of bed? 5 o'clock.
Tyler. Don't make me go have sex on your bed before you ever do.
No.
I sneak some girl in here.
I was thinking about how kind of difficult it would be to have sex on a memory foam bed.
Would it going to be a little bad? Yeah?
Wouldn't it be? It's kind of difficult because you sink into it.
Yeah, that might be a little bit tough.
Yeah.
You might have to just bend her over the side of the bed. Whatever she wants, you know? Maybe she wants some shower sex.
Do I need to buy another bed? Do I need to have two?
No, really. I mean, you just need a good pad for the floor. Some good old floor sex is good. Yeah. Have you ever had sex on a floor before?
I have, actually.
Good shit. It's not bad. Okay. The one issue. What is the one big issue with having sex on a floor?
Your knees.
And carpet burn.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Honestly, I found
put down a blanket.
I found two bath towels and put them under both of my knees to try to help. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not easy. Part of the issue is like it's happening in the moment, and a lot of times like
you don't fucking think about it.
Yeah, I think the. You know what?
No, I will not have bad fucking floor sex with you.
Shut the fuck up. So, like, my ex-girlfriend, shout out to her. I don't know if she'd want me to say her name, but we don't really talk anymore. She lived with me for a while, and then we broke up, and then we got back together, and she lived across town and stuff, and it was amazing relationship. Best girlfriend I ever had. That's why I'm happily single now, because I'm like, I don't think I can replace that girl. But I'm pretty sure when we lived together, like, I put an inflatable, we slept in the living room, and my parents slept in our bedroom, like, one time.
Why?
Like, because they were, like, visiting.
Why didn't you give them the inflatable?
I just don't want to do that. Like, on the floor, like, it was weird.
It's their fault. They came and saw you.
I'm thinking there's a good chance we had sex out there in the living room that time.
Wow.
I can't remember this too long, but I know, like, we definitely have, like, taken blankets out there, and I've had sex, like, in the living room, just on the floor. Good times. All right,
so what?
Good times.
What is the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Weirdest place. Okay, the first one that pops in my head is sex in bathroom at a mall.
Whoa.
It was an outside mall.
That's really dirty.
Oh, no, it was pretty clean. It was a pretty clean place. That's my freaking. Here we are. I guess this is going to be unscripted of sex.
We are here,
and it's happening. I have this big fantasy with, like, I've done changing rooms a little bit. Nothing like crazy, like, but I've got a blowjob. My ex did give me a blowjob in a changing room. It was at a mall, but it was like a family bathroom thing.
So the big bathrooms.
Since we're going all in, I'll just tell this story too.
Well, I don't want details.
Family. I'm not gonna say. Like, I mean, it was great.
I don't care.
It didn't take too long because I was fantasy.
Yeah, I don't care.
But you don't care what.
I don't care about the details.
Okay. You don't want to hear where the comment
ended
up? You freaking censored me before I could even come out. All right, guys.
Don't care.
The podcast of sex is here, and Tyler is uncomfortable already. Tyler, what's the craziest place you've had sex? Hopefully you didn't have to bike to this place.
That was a crazy trip to have
that
sex.
That was. What was that, 20-minute drive?
The weirdest place I've ever had sex. I've had sex in
your mom's bed.
No, actually, that never happened. I've had sex in my grandmother's car before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, not our mutual.
Our mutual grandmother.
What? How did you using her vehicle or something? Oh, yeah. Is this the car that after she wasn't driving anymore or something? Or no. Like you borrowed it? You borrowed it one time? Do you know, sadly, my mind quickly went not away from sex to thinking, I never got to do that, but just borrow grandma's car. You know, I never lived close enough to do that. Here we're in the middle of an amazing conversation talking about places we've had sex.
And all you can think about is the fact that I never got to do this.
I never got to have sex in grandma's car. Oh, my gosh.
That's probably the weirdest place for me, though.
That's crazy. Some other places just popped. A blanket on the ground behind the parsonage at my parents' church.
Wow.
So the house was right next to the church. And we just put a blanket down. I had sex outside. Nobody was there. Like, I was the only person standing there. And the crazy part,
that's a sin, sir.
It was an ex-girlfriend from when I was in high school. Never had sex before.
Wait.
Never had sex before until I'm, like, in my 30s. And she's, like, a year older than me. Isn't that crazy?
How old is too old for you?
Oh, really?
I was thinking about this earlier.
Okay, if I'm your age?
Yeah, okay.
Which
25.
You, 25.
What is too old?
If she's hot enough, I'd 40 years old.
40?
40, yeah.
Okay.
40 is some. On a cruise, I did a 40-year-old when I was... Oh, shit, I could probably figure this out. First cruise my uncle ever went on. And she's old lady at her table, and she wasn't super hot or nothing, but there was something about, like, having this interaction with her and just being friendly and stuff. And mm-hmm. then, like, we had sex a couple times on our ship. But what year was that? That was the year the Super Bowl of electricity went off in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So I had to have been 30s. So wait, okay, I got my duplex in 2010. That was 10 years ago.
How much older was
I'm
she than you, though?
So I'm 28. I think the oldest I've had... I'm probably going to get gotten close to maybe someone 15 years older than me, maybe when okay. I was in my 20s.
Because I was thinking
late
about 20s,
this. Late 20s, yeah.
Because I don't know what too old is for me.
Interesting. What brought about these thoughts?
There's this attractive woman.
There we go.
That I know about in my mm-hmm. life.
Hell yeah.
That has a 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's weird, right?
That is the weird part, yeah.
It's
yeah,
weird.
So she's 10 years younger than you. And she's 40?
I don't know how old she is. That's the thing.
So that's funny.
I only know that. I only know that. I only know that statistic.
Okay.
But I was thinking, I'm like, man, how old is she?
Is this someone like really that you interact with every week?
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
No,
no, I'm not even going to hint
on the podcast.
I'm not even going to hint about it.
We'll talk about. Okay, that, you don't push it anymore. Like
no.
that's it. Okay.
But like that's
all right. After the podcast, everyone
share some after podcast thoughts.
We've had the same conversation after. After the podcast? Okay. After
yeah.
the podcast. Then I know to move on.
But, like, that's the statistics that I know, and that's
yeah.
it. And I was like, is that weird for me or not?
I got to tell you, there's something that is so much better about sex when it's somebody more experienced.
Well, yeah, okay, for sure.
For sure.
But I'm just thinking about, like, a lifestyle with this person. Like
a lifestyle. Yeah, that's going to be different, you know?
Whoa.
I mean, dude, love is love, though, too. If you fall in love
You're
with somebody,
wrong.
Dude, there's no way it's a... I mean, because, like, I'd love to, if in a different shoe, I'd love to date somebody that was younger than me, and I would want her to, my ex-girlfriend, one of my ex-girlfriends would,
I'm sorry, can we just pause?
Okay, we're going to pause now. Let's do something weird.
She is fucking walking in circles backwards.
Oh, my gosh, I missed it. You should have, I was
going
go
to
go on Instagram Live here in a second anyways.
She's
but,
just being, like, such an idiot right now. I'm sorry.
No,
it's fucking distracting me.
I'm kind of... So she was just going in circles.
She's
backwards.
Walking backwards. I'm like, Nala, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah, so that's the interesting. The first thing, I don't know why, but Ashton Kutcher pops in my head and his, you know, who's married to Demi Moore for a number of years. But I feel like there's always that chance once you're both getting older, like, you know, it could sizzle out in a way, too, because you want somebody closer to your age. But there's plenty of people out there that, I mean, my ex was 13 younger than me and freaking the best relationship I ever had. And then I've dated, as I've gotten older, I've consistently dated when I was younger than I am now, of course, now. But dated girls that were 20, and I made a joke that when they turned 21, they break up with me. Or no, that was even 19-year-olds. They when they hit 20, they would break up with me or whatever. Like, but no serious relationship, other than my ex-girlfriend, who is. I mean, we dated like twice for almost a year.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff.
Huh?
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah, it was an amazing relationship. Best relationship, definitely better than my marriage of 2 years to a very abusive, mentally abusive, and even physically abusive on a couple occasions. Yeah. And I feel like if it wasn't for that relationship, that I still could have, I'd still maybe be with my ex-girlfriend, like, because I feel like I'm damaged from not wanting to be married. Mm-hmm. Like, you would think in my older age now, like, I'm not super old, but, you know, like, definitely ready to get married, but...
You're pretty old.
But because, like, well, that was 2010, I was married. No, that's my divorce. 2008, I got married. And I was married for 2 years. And, yeah, so it's a long time ago. It's been 10 years. Nala is doing her weird thing. And I missed it again. I fucking missed it again.
Come here,
Tyler tried to tell me. Come but, yeah, so... Nala's interrupting this podcast, who is very... we're having a very good conversation. Fuck that dog.
Well,
I'm going to throw her off the fucking balcony.
No, don't do that.
I'm joking. I don't mean that. I love dogs.
Well...
Shut the fuck up, Tyler.
Nala, he's told me how he feels about you.
Shut up. I know. She Nala's told me how she feels
about
you.
Yeah, I know.
You.
She fucking hates you. She's over my ass.
I have some good... I think I posted one of those pictures, too, where she was, like, staring you down. Or, like, yeah.
Yeah. Upset, because I put her in the jacket.
Oh, she's so fucking pissed. So epic. Oh, and we got a good picture of her talking to the mic. Good little host.
Yeah, that was some good weed, huh?
We are going to talk about this. Yes, we just had a little weed. That was very... I'm glad you liked it. You definitely smoked a lot more than me, but I got plenty. I mean, do you think your tolerance has gone down at all since it's been so long?
Well, yeah, for sure. I can never smoke as much as I used to.
Right. But you think you're in that sweet spot after that?
Maybe like one more.
A little bit more?
Like one more.
One more hit?
No, like one more full one. That'd be like the sweet spot for me.
I got one.
No, I know. I'm just telling you.
Oh.
Like my tolerance level.
Oh, your tolerance. Okay. Okay, for you to like hit your max a bit.
No, to hit the sweet spot.
Okay.
Like for me, alcohol-wise, depends on the beer, but like Heineken's, if I'm drinking Heineken's, my sweet spot is after my third one.
Okay. Wow, that's not too bad at all. I mean, Heineken's only 5% alcohol?
I don't even think it's 5. I think it's 4.
It's 5%.
Is it 5?
5%, yeah.
Yeah, but 3, and I'm in my sweet spot. I don't need to drink anymore.
There's something, too, about beer compared to, like, alcohol, even. Like, well, too, when I've been consistently, like, having rum and cokes, and then I'll mix it up a little bit. I got some vodka and cranberry juice. Love me some freaking vodka and cranberry juice. In fact, fuck, at this point, I don't even taste alcohol when I mix it, like, in the main cranberry juice, and I put out plenty of alcohol. Switching over to beer gives me a different feeling even, you know.
Well, they all have a different feeling. They all give you that different tingly feeling.
The rum I got, though, that I brought over is something I don't usually get. And you know, it depends on the better quality. I consistently weigh too much.
Hold up. The question is...
The quality of the alcohol, too, can get you.
Is the rum in a glass bottle or a plastic bottle?
It is a plastic bottle.
Okay.
In fact, yeah, Scott asked me that. I was like, I didn't know that was a big difference. But this one was a more higher dollar one.
It does make a difference.
It was $18.
Sure.
But it's a bigger bottle. I guess so I spent more money on this one. I never spend that much. So that makes a big, what is a glass, that...
We got to think
the way it holds it better too.
I mean, yeah, you got to think about it as in
the cost.
Have you ever the taste? Have
the
you
taste.
Ever?
Okay.
You can taste the difference between a Coca-Cola in a bottle and Coca-Cola in a can. You get you get an aluminum taste.
Oh shit! So I should just have the glass. Even it'd be better for the quality of the liquor
for
it's
it to
not
sit.
Plastic.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! I didn't know that.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Well, because I'm mixing it with Coke or whatever, you know.
You ever had?
All right, no more.
There's
no
a
more
difference.
Plastic for me.
There's a difference between water in a bottle and water in a glass.
Well, yeah, and then I'm putting it in the freezer too. Oh, especially glass in the freezer. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing like a Coca-Cola a bottle, fresh, cold glass of Coca-Cola mm-hmm. in a glass bottle. There's nothing like it.
No.
Why the fuck did that stop being so popular? It's so annoying because that's the best way to drink Coke.
It's cheaper to use cans.
Of course, of course. But I'm saying, like, taste by far.
There's Coca-Cola, nothing better.
Nothing better.
It nothing fucking compares
Holy
to it.
Holy shit, makes me want a fucking...
I want one now.
Dude, that's the best thing to do. When you finally go on a cruise with us, like, bottles everywhere. Like,
really?
Mexico uses bottles like cans. And it's amazing.
We need to normalize that.
It should be normalized.
No more cans.
Yeah. And we're much better at recycling, too. We're, like, we're big more big on recycling than they are down there. But, well, too, is you can turn the stuff in, like, and get money, like, quickly there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we do pretty good at recycling here. Yeah, I mean, where the fuck am I? I just went days out,
just fucking
dude.
Lost all train of thought
days,
there.
Man. And dude. It's nice, too, having a beer. So I had a beer because I wanted to smoke weed. And last time I did a chewable and drank
quite a bit.
It's
not a fucking chewable.
I chewed it.
It's an edible.
Edible.
God damn it.
And, man, this is... So, as far as conversation, going from talking about sex to now talking about weed, have we gone up or down?
What do you mean?
Like, in like the quality of conversation, like
neither.
What's
we're fucking,
more
we've
exciting?
We've been plateaued since the start of the podcast.
You know, there's some freaky girl out there that fucking loves podcasts and loves to play with herself, and like we. Here we go. We're back into it.
What?
And she was like, literally, we were talking about places we had sex. Oh, and like, she was ready to get off. She was going in 100%. I hear you out there, Rebecca. I know you. Some Rebecca girl listens to this someday. And she is just finger banging herself like there's no tomorrow.
I can't believe my name is attached to this podcast.
Now, your name isn't unscripted.
I can't believe my name is fucking in the description.
Wait, is your middle
thing.
Name Banter?
You're funny.
So anyway, she's finger banging herself like
crazy. All right.
All and then right. all of a sudden, we start talking about weed. And she's like, ooh. Like, she was so close from getting off. So close, and we ruined it. That's unscripted banter. That's the unscripted banter way. We jump from one subject to another.
Sorry.
Or like, you're like some freaky podcast girl out there, you know, hey. For sure, you know, multitasking, podcast is one of the best things to multitask to, you know, for sure.
For sure.
And she was doing that, and, like, then all of a sudden, like, we were talking about sex, and then we weren't, and she was like, ooh. What do you think, Tyler? Give us some input. What, your thoughts, comments?
What do you think of the new iPhone 12 coming out?
She was so hoping you were going in and talking about sex again. And then you're like, iPhone.
iPhone 12 looks pretty good, huh?
But you know, this Rebecca, she's definitely a freak. And she's like, set that thing to vibrate.
God damn it. I don't know how to get out of this now.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how to get
you're
out of this.
You're high as fuck, and you don't know what to do with yourself.
There's nothing I can fucking do about it.
I was wondering how this podcast was going to go. This is the first time. Tyler and I have smoked weed and then done a podcast.
I realize I probably need to do one by myself.
Why? A podcast by yourself?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
I think I'm having a... What do they fucking call those? One of those big 360 moments.
What? Stop.
I think I need to dump Seth. This is it.
Tyler, that hurts. That hurts.
This is it.
That hurts, man.
This is the end.
That... Well, we had a good.
No, really though. What do you think of the new iPhone?
I'm pretty pumped after I watched the review that you recommended too. I think because
Marquez.
No, I don't think that one had come out yet. I think you talked to one previously about that one, and that one had just hit. Because it had come out like 3 hours before I sent it to you,
mm-hmm.
and I knew you were like asleep or whatever, so I sent that to you. Because I knew you, and then you watched that one,
mm-hmm.
and then with the magnets and all that shit, mm-hmm. what the fuck, man?
Magnet technology on
so
the back.
So here's a question.
I like the idea. Hold up. I like the idea of the
go in for it.
The wallet
dive in. Wallet, yes, I like
how
that.
How it just connects right to the back. That's fucking amazing.
Your mind was fucking blown with that back when before I came here when we were in Nashville.
You had the sticky card holder.
And you learned about that? Because you thought it was attached to the case.
Well, it looked like it was part of the case, but yeah, it was just like the same color. Case,
which, that one, mine does.
It's time to get a new one, sir.
It's not connected, though. Yeah. Nice one about this one. So that's the issue. I can't, like, put it. I can't put my cell phone, like, I can't put my cell phone in my little holder very well.
Because of the cards.
I won't fit. I have so many cards, which I don't need to have this many cards.
Yeah, what are you carrying?
So I have all my credit cards.
Oh, God.
All my credit cards. There's my AAA card. So it just all fits in there. So really, I just want really one credit card and my ID. And
that's all you need.
Which I'm trying to use that one more. Remember that one, that big heavy one I got? That's a stash.
Oh yeah,
which okay. That's a good.
I mean, it's not quite my Apple Card titanium, but
oh yeah, that's another. That's a little bit of another level. I don't know. We have to compare the two. I don't think we have compared it. Where's your card?
It's up in the bowl. It's in the metal wallet. Yeah. I actually need to. I love how easy it is. I can just request a new card through the app, but it's time to get a new one.
They're the same.
They're not the same cards, though.
No, they're not the same cards, but the weightness.
Oh, maybe sure. The weight's the same. Yeah, for sure. Same. Yeah, for sure.
What is your? What's the material?
Titanium.
I think mine's too.
No, it's not, bro.
Oh, no.
Like I can bend yours.
Mine's something. Oh, you can't. The bending. I didn't do the bending.
Yeah, you can't. Don't bend this too hard.
No, I'm just gonna do that. Okay, I could tell by looking at you that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, but
they probably weigh the same for sure.
I gotta look at. I did. I was happy that they sent me because it's a Founders. I was part of the first. So Stash, I need to put out a promo. Like we should just do a commercial for them. I use them so much. That's how I invest.
I literally don't know what it is.
It's an investment. It's like Robin but more simple. Or you can do like Robin Hood, but you can do so much more with it. You can invest as little as a dollar in a stock.
Okay.
So this is where I invest in FedEx. This is where I invest in Apple. Everything. And every Monday, a lump sum is taken out of my checking account and divvied into, like, probably at this point, 40-plus different stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a really good diversification. Got my Carnival stock. And if I own 100 Carnival stock, I get discount on the cruises, which hopefully January, going to be heading off on a cruise. But anyways, that's Stash. But to get back to Apple, which Tyler was really wanting to talk to, and I want to talk about this too, because I'm definitely thinking about getting a 12 now, for sure. The magnets.
Which one?
The I'm probably gonna go all out and get a Pro, get the bigger Pro.
The Pro Max.
I like the bigger screen. I love a big screen.
They're too big for me,
and
dude.
You, okay? Well, just step on my excitement or all that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The mini is going to be smaller than this.
Fuck yeah, it is.
You're going to get the mini.
I'm getting the mini for sure.
Dude, it's going to be so small.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm so excited for that mini.
People, which I can see that is, but so you're okay with a smaller screen and
fuck
stuff like that?
Fuck yeah.
I mean, are you ready to go blind?
I've been so ready for that phone.
What's like, this? Yeah, I got insurance.
I've been waiting for that. I went and bought the SE because it's the smallest one that they offer right now. Well, here, let me take it out of the case.
Okay.
But like, this is the smallest iPhone we have right now. Of quality, anyways.
Yeah. But look at the size of your screen. I mean, I guess if you're smaller, like in the
But you got to think, the screen is going to be, or the phone is going to be the same size as that screen. It's not going to have any bezels.
It's going to be the same size as that screen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're not going to have top and bottom.
Yes.
Oh, so you're – but it looks like yours is –
it's going to be all screen.
What's the width? The whole phone, I think, is bigger too. Is it still the same width?
I don't know how much difference the width
yours
is.
Yours is a little bit less than mine and how wide it is.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love bigger. Like, I don't think it's too ridiculously more big. I need to have some perspective.
Have you ever held one? The Max, the big ones, the Pros?
Yeah. I had one. I had a 6.
Oh, 6 Plus?
6 Plus. That's the size, right?
Yeah, it's too big, dude.
It broke me. No, I loved it. It was great.
It's like,
well,
a fucking.
I have such big pockets too.
It's a brick in my pocket, dude.
Well, I just got to put a really thin case on it, which I was in the process of saying I have a new case for this one, a nice thin red one, and then it two cards can like a thing slips off the mm-hmm. back and two cards go there, but it's still super thin. And of course, this is Monster right now and falling asleep. I still haven't switched over.
Your case is falling asleep.
But, falling apart.
You said falling asleep.
What is this weed doing to me?
Yeah, dude. How long have you had that case?
For a long time, dude.
I would say.
I've loved it. And then I guess I don't even know. Is this an OtterBox? Is this a commuter? I don't even know what the fuck this is.
They definitely don't make it anymore.
Huh?
They do. No.
Why would they make this case anymore?
They probably don't make that model anymore. You've had it for that long.
Oh, yeah. Well, they still sell that stuff. They still sell stuff, I think, for older phones.
Yes, I'm talking about that specific model, that brand of case. Like, I guarantee they don't even make that anymore.
Otter still makes it. They might. You don't know that. You don't know fucking shit, Tyler.
No, it's a joke. It's a play on how long you've had that fucking case.
That's cute, Tyler.
You've had that case ever since...
Help.
I came down to Nashville. How long ago was that? Was that 3 years now?
If you can hear me, please send help. Tyler won't shut the fuck up.
What do you think of my green kitchen? Doesn't look good.
Can we talk about podcasts, Mr. Unscripted Banter? Your kitchen, yes. Tyler was cute and put some lights. Kyler's a little fucked up right now. Tyler had a little weed.
So?
Dude, you're even jumping to subjects more than even usual. Usually it's me doing this.
It's better than fucking talking about.
How's my kitchen? My green kitchen.
It looks cool.
No, it does look cool. It looks fucking cool.
I'm a fan of aesthetics and the atmosphere, bro.
Speaking of fans, I love fans. I love the sound of
fans. All right. All right.
Man, poor Rebecca. You might... Rebecca, at this point, you probably should just go grab your vibrator. Tyler, do you know a Rebecca?
There's a Rebecca in the new TV show that I'm watching.
Oh, shit. Okay, I knew this was coming
up. How'd you like that transition?
No, it's a good... Do you know why it's a good transition? Apple Plus. We're staying on brand.
Here we go. We're not getting paid for this at all.
At all. In fact, we are constantly giving Apple money.
In fact, they don't want us to talk about them.
Between the two of us, we have thousands and thousands of dollars in Apple shit.
I have so.
That's no joke.
That is something that I thought about before. How much money have I invested in Apple based off of products?
I mean, that's one of the stocks I like to invest is Apple itself, too.
But my new television show.
New television show.
Ted Lasso.
Yes. Tell us about it.
It is about a American football coach.
Yes.
He coaches a successful football team.
Actor's name?
Ah, fuck. What's his name?
Who the fuck are you? Me? Are you not remembering something,
Tyler? I don't remember his name. What's his name?
He's from Saturday Night Live. Is it Josh? Is it, dude...
You don't even fucking remember his name.
No, I'm not watching the fucking show, Tyler.
But you know who he is.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I'm the person that doesn't remember the names. That's not you,
Tyler.
No,
I can't remember the actor's name.
Is my IMDb like up and going?
IMDb.
Okay, so this is also Apple related. So something I did was, I don't know what I did, but if I'm not using one of my apps, it will stop. It will It will have to be re-downloaded to use again. How can I not do that?
That's the biggest, weirdest change in conversation I've ever heard in my life.
No, we're
still
talking about Apple. This is an iPhone that's owned by Apple. Did you know that?
I fucking know that. But who cares about your apps disappearing?
I don't want my apps to disappear.
Buy a new phone.
No.
Fuck.
This is just a fucking setting.
No, just buy a fucking new phone.
It has nothing to do. Tyler, shut the fuck up.
Haven't you noticed this is the last week before the 12 comes out? Your phone's going to start doing weird shit, all right? It's going to die fast. It's going to start glitching.
This is true. Like, that information has come out that they slow down shit with the older stuff.
Well, you have to. Do you realize why they do that, though?
I don't know all the details, but Apple could kill somebody at this point and I'd still buy their product.
Oh my God. Well, speaking of killing people, Foxconn, maybe they haven't done much about that.
What's that?
Foxconn.
What's Foxconn?
It's like one of their actual assembly factories in China. You know anything about this?
Well, yeah, I know China's doing lots of shady shit.
But like this is.
But I don't know anything about that.
Oh, so this is one of the factories, one of their plants that actually assembles the iPhone. I can't remember specifically mm-hmm. what they work on, but the living conditions of the workers that actually live there.
They live at the factory
because they work there every single waking moment of their lives. Like they wake up, go to work. They have like their own little rooms. They have a little condominium that they sleep at.
Dude, is there a documentary about this?
There's no documentary, but you can read about it.
You can read about it.
But the living conditions of people just working all the time. They actually had people jumping out of windows and committing suicide. Yes, dude. And do you know what Foxconn...
That's some 9/11 shit. Jumping out of windows.
Do you know what Foxconn did about this?
Try to dust under the rug?
No, they built nets around the building to catch the people if they were to try to jump.
What the fuck?
Yes, dude.
Oh my God.
This is a real thing.
Holy shit, that's so fucked up. Why don't they just quit their jobs?
This is how they have to make money.
That is so fucked up. They can't go.
I can't believe you didn't know about this shit.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, dude.
What a genius idea to stop those suicides.
Oh, that's real fucked up.
Nice try, motherfucker. Get back to work.
That's some real fucked up shit. You know that?
Oh, man. What was that conversation? So what's this net for? You know, catch the people that are trying to commit suicide. What the fuck?
It says, just something simple. It's they live in overcrowded dormitories run by military-like security forces. People work excessive hours, often with no compensation for overtime, which the company claims is done voluntarily. That's funny as fuck.
You get back to work. Sir, why do you have a gun? Get back to work. You want to get back to work, right?
But isn't that some crazy shit though?
That's so fucked up.
Time off is usually only used for rest, as people regularly work 11 to 13 hours. Working hours are so long that people sleep in the factories when a new product is being released. Additionally, if targets are not met, lunch breaks are also canceled. Days off are rare, and trips home to visit the family are only allowed once a year.
You know what's worse than being one of those people that live in one of those factories?
What?
Is being a person that has the excessive dreams and is dreaming about work the entire time they're asleep.
Yeah.
Good times. But anyways, what about that iPhone 12? Woohoo!
Well, I'm excited.
Oh my gosh, we're going to hell. We're going.
I'm excited about the product, guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you excited about the person that wasn't able to commit suicide?
Calm
to
down.
To make your iPhone? Why are you telling me to calm down? You're the motherfucker that brought it up.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said anything.
Weren't we just talking about how much we love Apple, and then all of a sudden, by the way, there's a slave factory in China.
We should pull up the stocks. We'll watch it start going down.
Oh my gosh, Tyler, no one's listening right now. This is first. We have to post it first, and then thousands of people hear it. Guys, yeah, we are definitely on another level tonight. Note to self: always smoke weed before the podcast.
Foxconn.
And I was excited to do a podcast too because it's been a while. Tyler works like crazy hours, so we've only been able to do one podcast a week, if that. But yeah,
so
we'll get life back to normal for too long. What'd you hear about what's going on with Apple and their Chinese slaves?
I know you're trying to banter while I look this shit up.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm doing. That's what I do.
Nobody cares.
Tyler, you don't care. And no one cares.
I have a list of the people that committed suicide.
Holy shit.
Well, 2010 was a notable year for the company in numbers of suicides. How? Preceding years saw suicides being reported as well. This is pre-2010. This one person...
You mean pre-net?
No, pre-2010.
But the net. is supposed to catch them.
So this was in 2007. Somebody hung themselves from the company bathroom. Oh,
my gosh. I should stop.
This other person in 2009 threw himself from the apartment builder. Whoa. Threw himself from an apartment building after losing an iPhone prototype in his possession. Prior to death, he claimed he was beaten and his residence searched by Foxconn employees. That's fucked up.
I mean, they're big on... I mean, I think things look have always been bad there.
Look at all of these. Threw himself from building suicides. These are the list of the names.
Holy, how far does it go down? That's 2000. That's 2 years.
This is 2010.
Oh, things have definitely got better since then, you know? Have you heard about what's going on with Muslims over there? They're going into... they're reprogramming camps and shit like that. It's like getting crazy over there, man. And then there's these people that are just still trying to like support China and stuff and not say anything negative. There's a big issue in Hollywood with people like, well, with Hollywood changing up the movies just to try to make China happy. In fact, Mulan, they took the fucking dragon out of Mulan.
I think we talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, so that's just the whole censorship. They control what they try to control what they see, mm-hmm. or and what that gets out. I mean, you had I can't even say it right now. But the square in I can't even say it right now. The square in China, where the big riot happened and all that, or not a riot, but they had a peaceful. I mean, they were trying to peacefully say how upset they were at the government, and they came in with fucking. Tanks and beat the fuck out of people. Mm-hmm. I met somebody when I went over there in 2002, and he had like a dent in his head. Like I felt he showed me. He felt
oh, shit.
Like people like there, and they're trying to say that never happened. Footage got out about it too, and they said it never happened. Hmm. So it's a very fucked up country. You can go there. I mean, I went to there and it went to government run churches. They control what they preach on and everything, and they make it seem like everything's okay. On the surface, you know, but you dive in, you see shit like that, which none of that shit's supposed to get out, you know. It's why do you think they're best friends with South Korea? I mean, North Korea. I mean, they're chummy with North Korea because, you know, they're so much alike North Korea. Like, all the shit we know about North Korea, like, they're doing shit just as bad, but keeping on the DL.
I wonder how good their Netflix is.
Guys, thanks for listening to this podcast.
I should try to use my VPN and we'll see what kind of Netflix they got.
Okay, like Japan's a good place. Why the fuck am I encouraging this shit? We're having a serious fucking conversation about people committing suicide.
No, dude, you know who has a really good Netflix?
Oh my gosh. What the fuck is happening right now?
You know who has a really good Netflix?
Too much unscripted banter.
Dude, France? I've been in France recently, man.
You've been on...
I've been staying in France on my Netflix.
As you may notice, Tyler just got a membership to a VPN.
Yes, dude.
Yes!
So
it's working with Netflix okay?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
That's good. Well, we had an issue with the YouTube TV, majorly.
No, dude. France has some good... they've got...
Oh, hell yeah.
They've got Rick and Morty on Netflix. They've got Vikings on Netflix.
Are you putting it on your TV?
Yeah, I fucking watch it on TV.
Oh, you got the app on your TV?
The Viking shows on Netflix. They've got Modern Family on Netflix. They've got Friends still on Netflix. Yes, dude.
Yes.
All of it.
So it's in French?
No, it's in fucking English. But
Modern Family? All the seasons of Modern
Family?
All
the seasons of Modern Family.
Dude, on French Netflix. I love Modern Family.
Yes, I started watching it.
Oh, you never watched it before?
No, I used to watch it. But like now I'm watching it like back to back, like in the story. Or as a story.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Have you watched the WAP music video?
I've never even heard the song.
You haven't heard of WAP?
I never listened to it.
Do you know of it?
I know of it, but I've never listened to it. But so...
I can't wait to play for it.
Okay, so what
podcast.
About the music video?
Well, just listen. Well, it doesn't hurt that what Kylie Jenner is in it. Holy shit, she's so fucking hot. But just the lyrics are insane. Like, you don't have to... You just hearing the song is enough. Oh, now I say Kylie Jenner, now you're looking it up?
Well, I'm looking up WAP lyrics.
Oh, yeah. We could just do that. Well, we're not popular enough. Who cares? Let's play.
No, you can't. Don't.
What if I play?
Don't do it.
I'm playing it.
We're getting paid for this, bro.
We're getting paid for this. Here, I'm gonna pause it and see. You really, lyrics might be in the.
You really can't do these types of things.
Well, you can do a cover. There's somebody that you can do covers. So
these lyrics are nasty.
Tyler, why don't you throw us some lines?
These are fucking gross, Tyler, bro.
Read it for us. Inform the audience.
All right. Look, I need a hard hitter. I need a deep stroker. Mm-hmm. I need a henny drinker. I need a weed smoker. Not a garden snake. I need a king cobra with a hook in it.
Of course.
Hop it, lean over. He got some money. Then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. What the fuck?
You even got to the chorus yet.
What's the chorus? What's it start with?
Wop. Wop. There's part of it. Wop. Wet. Wet is the start of the chorus, yeah.
Oh, okay, so because yeah. I found it.
Yay!
Yeah, you fucking with some wet pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this. How many times do we say wet-ass pussy? Not from the top, make it drop. That's some wet-ass. Oh, my God.
The song is just so much better. You just
now get a hilarious. Bucket and a mop. What's going on?
For that wet-ass pussy?
There's some whores in this house. That's how it ends?
There's a chorus in there, too. That's part of the song. There's some whores in this house. She says that over and over. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
This is a terrible song.
Somebody from the vlog squad did a cover of it that's fucking amazing. I'm going to have to play it for you. And he did it, like, not rapping. He did it just singing. And it is so... And he's got the vlog squad behind him in ropes.
The thing that bothers me is, like, you can do something like that. How much money is made off of that one song?
Millions. Okay, so, all right, give me a guess for how many millions of views it has right now. It just came out
How long August 7th. So it hasn't been out that long.
August, September, so coming up on 2.5 months.
100 million?
Over 250 million.
Damn. Wow.
And there's a commercial before it, yeah. Which is so funny how they... this song, which I guess it is a censored version, because I didn't realize they replace pussy with something else, so it sounds even worse. Gushy. No. Instead of... They put Gushy in there somewhere.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who censored it?
I guess they did it themselves. Usually I didn't think they did that.
Wait, what do you mean they did it? But the song says pussy.
Right. But in the music video that she played was censored. But anyways, this is Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, which I'm not even really familiar with her.
Turn it down, but can I see it?
Oh, yeah. There's commercials, so they're making money off that shit.
We make money off of music videos. Here,
you can read the lyrics as you... Look, there's fucking two commercials before it.
You make money off of music videos, not based on your ads.
Huh? If you're having ads. Sometimes you won't have ads. They could take away ads. They do that all... They demonetize. And here, you can, like, be singing...
Wait, is this the video right here?
Yeah, this is the video.
I figured, because there's two fucking stone statues with water spraying out of their tits, so...
There you go, you called it. Yeah, so Tyler's listening to the music video, like, on mute.
Well, I'm watching it.
He's watching. He's not listening to it. But, yep, there you go. Golden titties everywhere with water spraying out. Yeah, tigers are also a theme in this.
Wait, so who's the other girl in this?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay, she's another rapper. Right there.
Yeah. She's another rapper, so. So you haven't even heard the song.
No, I have no idea what it even... I don't even know what the bass line sounds like.
This basically blows... what was it? The one where... the booty song that... what's her name did? That was crazy. Oh, that's been 5+ years ago now.
What do you think it's like to make a music video? Because this just looks so... all over the place. Like, that looks like the Wonka factory.
You know, probably depends on the director and stuff, too, but, I mean, it'd be true. I mean, this one's, like outfits they're wearing and everything, like, I mean, to the T, like, it's insane, you know? And then probably a lot of the green screen stuff there, too. But,
Okay, so let me ask you this. What's the point of a music video?
To making the music come out live, in a way. I mean, make money off of. But, yeah, you're making the, I mean... There's one that a really good one. Justin Bieber was just he'd even do the song. It was Drake's song, and he acted, and it's amazing. He acted in the music video.
Who's that? Oh, yeah, I fucking
know who the fuck is that? Yeah. It is Kylie, right? I get the two of them confused all the time. They're both gorgeous. One has more fake stuff than the other.
She's had some work done.
Yeah, she had some work done. Her sister, who does the, is just the model. Yeah. Wait, that's Kylie. She owns the merchandise, and is worth like close to basically $1 billion. And then her sister, Kylie and.
Why the fuck are we talking about this?
Because she's in the music video, but yeah, there's anyways, check out the music video. It's a good time. Make sure you play it with your grandma.
I think we have different definitions of good times. This is just bizarre.
So make sure you, when you break that bed in, Tyler, that you ask her.
Do you need a mop for this wet ass pussy?
Will I need a mop?
This is terrible.
Question: will I need a mop?
Well, I just bought a new mattress cover, so we're good. It's supposed to be waterproof.
There you go. I need to get me one of those. I sweat too much in bed.
You need a.
I forgot my mop.
You need like some cooling technology in your bed.
Yes, man. I do. Like sheets or like.
You can buy sheets and mattresses that have cooling technology.
Really? Well, I got a new mattress. Thank you, Tyler's giving me his old mattress. I appreciate that.
It does sleep fairly
yeah,
well.
I've laid across. Well, I've slept in it before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll like it. The memory foam I got to get used to though.
And then I might even, if anything, if I want more like crazy softness on the top, I'll put, that's a queen size, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, my bed is full
size. Oh, what's your
frame?
Is
it? My frame's a full size.
Yeah, that's a queen.
I'll have to get a different one then. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a queen. How much wider is it? Queen's is fairly wider than.
It's fairly wider.
Fuck, I have like a bed frame like put together.
But it is a full?
Yeah, it's a full size. Oh, dang it. But it's a, I wonder, like, it's one of those platform beds, but it's real wide, so I wonder if it might fit on there.
Oh, does the bed just lay on top of it?
Yeah, the bed just lays on top of it.
You might be able to get away with it then.
Yeah, depending on what the, I don't know.
So
if
we're
it fills out the whole thing or not.
We're literally looking at a diagram.
We're looking at full compared to queen. So
there's two different types of fulls. But it's a 5-inch difference,
I'd say,
like.
From queen to. Oh, it's just 5 inches. Well, that's still a big difference.
It's 5 inches both ways.
Wide. Oh, five. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, that'd be an issue. But I'll just get a different. I mean, that's a nice mattress. I can just get a different frame for it.
So I guess I never knew the difference between a king and a California king.
Yeah, king is, like, California king is huge, right? Not as big as I thought, just 4 more inches.
Well, the thing is, the king is wider. The California king is longer.
And wider. 4 inches wider in each. No, wait.
Nope.
No, less.
Yeah, it's less.
The king
is thinner and longer.
Huh.
I guess I never knew that.
It's thinner and longer? Wow, wouldn't you want it wider?
You would think.
Yeah.
I guess, but look at the difference between.
I guess if you're real tall, you'd want.
Look at what we're fucking talking about right now.
We're gonna fuck in that bed.
No, but think about this. Look at the difference between. I think the biggest jump is the queen and the king. Look at that jump.
Yeah, there is a big jump from queen.
That's
to king.
Huge. That's a 16-inch difference.
Get that queen to come play with that king.
All right, calm down.
You know, I had to lighten up the mood somehow, Tyler. Fuck, we're talking about different sizes of beds right now.
I grew up my entire life with a twin.
Wow, your entire life? A good portion of mine, I was bunk bed. Like, 11, I had in my own room. And then until I was 11, I had Dale and I both had our own rooms. And then we bunked together.
I did not get that queen mattress until I was senior in high school. I graduated.
Yeah.
That's when I got that mattress. Ever since then, I was in a twin my entire life.
Senior high school, you bought the bed?
My mom bought it for me.
Mom bought it for... If you had a protective covering on it the entire time you owned it?
I have.
Okay. I don't want to...
Are you worried?
X's juices all over me.
You should be very worried, sir. I'm going to take the mattress off the screen because...
Tyler, why do I have herpes?
My bad. I can give you something to help out, but I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Tyler keeps... he keeps pills in the cabinet just in case all the time. Yeah. Okay. Calls up the doctor. Doc, you know.
You already know.
You know why I'm here. That's what people were saying when they rode up to McDonald's. You know why we're here for that new like McDonald's meal or whatever they're doing. The rapper
meal
or whatever. Yeah, you know why we're here. It's different YouTubers and stuff were doing it.
Can you explain that to me? Because I have no idea. I don't understand.
Yeah, what Travis Scott did a whole meal thing where it's quarter pounder or whatever with a Sprite and fries and then like a side of barbecue sauce. Basically how you customize your own little simple order. And it was selling for $6 and people were just going crazy for it. It was like a whole thing, and there was commercials and stuff where he's like kind of like a clay character or something.
Like claymation.
Claymation kind of thing, I think. And then there was another guy that just did one, and it's like burger fries. I think maybe no pickle, which I'm on board with that. And
but I don't understand how it's
a McFlurry.
I don't understand.
So basically, you're just changing up the food a little bit. You're not adding new food.
I don't understand how it's become. Your order. I get it, but I don't understand how it's become a meal.
Yeah, I mean, there's commercials for it and everything. Like, they even did merch. They did merch for it.
Like, how does that become a fucking number on the McDonald's menu?
It's not a number. It's like a special meal thing.
Yeah, like, how does that become a meal?
They,
like,
they promoted
I can't,
it.
I
they
can't
fucking
just,
promoted it.
I can't just go to
Tyler,
McDonald's and say,
no more
I,
weed
want,
for you.
I want the regular.
I want the Travis Scott meal. You say, I want the Travis Scott meal. Or they even say, there's like, I want the cactus meal. Or
but how far is this going to go?
It's going to go as far...
Is it going to go, I want...
If they sell more food, they'll keep fucking doing it.
Is it? Am I going to go up to McDonald's one day and I'm not going to be able to say, can I have a number three? Am I going to have to say, give me the Clooney? And they'll know exactly what I'm talking about?
Give me the fucking Clooney.
Give me the fucking Clooney.
Oh, man, that better be... That food, McDonald's better be good for once.
McDonald's?
Then.
You
fucking
listen,
hate McDonald's.
If you're listening to this right now, be careful because you will start to lose numbers and you will be just names eventually.
You just like... There's no more numbers and they're just all names. Of
they're just names.
People like... That are getting like probably millions of dollars, basically every time a burger is sold. They,
what do you think the percentage? What do you think the percentage of that meal that Travis Scott gets, or do you think it's just a contract?
Oh, it probably like he probably got paid X amount of dollars or something maybe, or there's merch too. You know, it just depends on what the contract says. You know, no idea.
Dude, I don't know why I just thought of this. I was watching a clip on Instagram today. Of The King and the Sting,
mm-hmm.
where they did, what's it fucking called? The One Chip Challenge.
Yes.
Which is like that chip that's super fucking hot. And they were watching a video of somebody doing it, and they all ate the one chip. And I can't remember what somebody fucking said. Hang on. Let's just watch this real quick.
Theo Von, the best
it was podcaster. Fucking, it was fucking hilarious. I got to find it.
So you know he lives now. We've talked about this, right?
Yeah, he moved.
And he Nashville.
Yeah.
And he just shows up to Zany's, which is the place to go to. Like, a fantastic spot. In fact, the only reason I know about it is Joe Rogan.
Watch this fucking clip.
I didn't even know there was a really nice stand-up comedy place.
Hey, son. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
So they were playing, like, a little game, right?
They were playing a game before.
Yeah.
Wait. And then they do the chip.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost. Okay. Dude, like, They're very good together on the.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're very good together.
This whole team is very good together.
Yeah. Do you follow her Instagram?
No.
I don't know. Just curious. She's cute.
Okay, so did you hear what he fucking just said?
No. What is it? So it was something about Spotify. It was Joe Rogan joke.
Yeah, so it was really fucking good. It's what got me when I was watching it. Dude, Theo Von is just like on point right now.
He's fucking amazing.
But he goes, yeah, fucking everybody's eating one. He's like, if you don't, you're fired. He's like, welcome to fucking Spotify. It was like a joke, obviously.
Wait. Explain it. I guess I don't get the welcome to Spotify. Oh, you're fired.
Do what we say or you're fired.
That's fucking insane.
That was his play on it. He's like, eat a chip or you're fired.
I think it's one of those situations where like, there's a group of people working at Spotify that wanted to get their name out there or whatever or try to get like. So, okay. So the story is Joe Rogan is now going over Spotify and he is a license deal only with Spotify. He's going to be, the end of the year, he's going to be only on Spotify other than clips on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And millions of dollars, we don't even know the exact amount, but people are guessing probably 100 million plus, whatever, for X amount of years. And he does have the number one podcast in the world. Like, he's gigantic. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah, we're close.
Or pretty close. I guess there's some other ones that are really big too, right?
But yeah, Unscripted Banter is like almost there.
Yeah, we're getting there. As soon as Joe gives us the call, I'm waiting by that phone. Joe, I'm waiting on you, buddy.
Your iPhone will be dead before he calls.
Well, I charge it. Fuck. I'm not a fucking idiot. It's been a little bit of an issue with even on YouTube censorship, and he does this with Spotify. Everything's supposed to be fine. He can have whoever he wants. And then fucking after he'd already came over there, there's some Spotify people start whining and saying, oh, we need to censor this. Are you fucking serious?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, it's his show. Like, I mean, what is this, fucking China? Like, I mean, it's insane how people are like, oh, I don't agree with that, so you can't say those things. Like, you're not allowed.
It's not his show anymore.
It is very much his show. That's not happening. And he already came out. They can't do shit to him. They cannot censor him.
He sold out.
Huh? He did not sell. Oh, sold. Shut up. He's a fucking sellout. Fucking idiot that doesn't know what they're talking about.
He's a
about.
Sellout.
He's not a fucking sellout. He owns it 100%. All it is a contract. Or not a contract, but he's like basically letting them. It's like a streaming service.
Yeah, he sold out.
He still fucking owns it. I can't use
my
words.
Threw my mug away because.
Shut the fuck up. You're still a big fan.
He's a sellout.
Do you know the first thing Tyler did when he heard that Joe Rogan was going to Spotify? He went and got a Spotify membership. So shut the fuck up. He's laughing because he knows it's true.
Yeah, I may be only exclusive to Spotify right now. So yeah.
If anybody's a fucking sellout, it's Tyler. He's more of a sellout than Joe Rogan.
If I'm gonna be honest, I'm not liking Spotify.
Wait, what is your issue with Spotify?
It's so fucking buggy to me, dude. I do not like it.
Maybe it's your fucking internet. What issues are you having?
It's just buggy. Sometimes it connects. Sometimes it doesn't.
I haven't had one issue.
Oh, dude.
It's probably your fucking stupid phone from the 90s.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
There's no such thing. What are you talking?
No, Poopa has one from the 90s.
That's a good point. No, dude. It's just sometimes it works very good and sometimes it doesn't. For no reason. I can't explain it, but I'm not a fan.
You're going to have to prove to me that there's really a glitch because I don't fucking believe you. Or, I think it's just your phone because I have had no issue with Spotify whatsoever.
My phone's fine.
Even the videos work fine. Like, if Joe Rogan has the videos now. I'm hoping that...
Can you...
If there really is bugs, that they work those out. And they will work those out.
Can you lock your phone?
I'm going to do a fucking... I'll do whatever the fuck. Okay, I'll lock it. Okay. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
I forgot the fight, the UFC. Every Saturday, I love it. UFC
You're fucking
fight.
All over the but, place over there.
But yeah. Well, because I'm pissed at you. You're talking shit about Joe Rogan, and you fucking love Joe Rogan.
Give me that mug. I'm throwing it away.
I think you were the one that got me into Joe Rogan. I think we were both into Joe Rogan. I don't know how it fucking happened. Did we smoke weed tonight?
No.
No? It was all a dream.
Never happened.
Guys, we love you.
Okay, Seth's apparently signing off.
I just sign off and you keep going for another 30 minutes.
All the energy has been drained.
The funny part is, we're going to get off here. Tyler's going to smoke another joint, and then we're going to come do another podcast, because Tyler's going to be like, hey, we still haven't done the podcast tonight.
That's not true.
Wait, we got to knock out that podcast. You just start getting dressed for work.
Yeah, I walk.
Hey. You got to be to work in 2.5 hours, Tyler.
I fucking go in.
They probably let you work as much as they need people probably right now.
Fired.
You'd get fired? Oh, for being high?
Yeah.
Drug test Tyler, please. Please, God, let them drug test Tyler Monday. Hey, you said you wanted to work for yourself, do photography and all that shit. Podcast, more time for podcasting. It's time to get fired. You go in Monday and demand to be drug tested.
Well, I'm out.
Hey, you can get on unemployment that way, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
That's definitely how it works.
So that's exactly how it works.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. This has been a good podcast. I didn't know how we would follow up that good podcast last weekend.
You don't even know if it was good. You never listened to it.
I was fucking there, Tyler.
You didn't listen to it?
I listened to some of it.
No, you didn't.
Tyler, stop talking shit before I burn this money. I keep on thinking I want to put a dollar bill into the fire.
Don't do that. It's a scented candle, bro. I don't want to fucking smell the money.
Don't burn the money with, it's a scented candle, bro.
It's soft cashmere amber.
Scented candle and bro are not allowed to be in the same fucking sentence, period.
It's from Target. Don't.
Oh, my God.
Don't ruin
it. You did not follow that with a Target. You sound, I'm sorry for anyone that's gay out there, but Tyler, you sound so gay when you say it's from Target.
Doesn't it smell good, though?
I can't breathe very well. My nose is a little stuffy.
I think it smells good.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Tyler, are we going to do 2 podcasts this next week?
No, probably not.
Why not?
When are we going to do 2 podcasts?
Whenever the fuck you can.
Then no, I can't.
You're working like crazy?
Yeah. It hasn't changed.
Fuck you, package shipping company.
Quit ordering shit online and go fucking buy it. Quit being a little bitch.
Why don't you go work for a real company like Amazon?
Nah, I'm good. I am good. I need some water. I'm thirsty.
You're thirsty for some more weed is what you're thirsty for.
Thirsty.
Guys, we love you as always. Please subscribe. Follow us. I'm on weed right now.
You don't know what fucking apps you're on, do you?
Did you know that... Joe Rogan did mushroom. It was on mushrooms when he did the podcast with Post Malone. With Post Malone, mm-hmm. He was on mushrooms. Did they talk about it during it?
I'm pretty sure they do.
I can't remember, but I watched that whole podcast too. I didn't think I remember.
That's an old one now.
That was a good one. Yeah, I mean, dude, he cranks them out like they're fucking, like he's fucking candy factory. Tyler, where can we find you, sir?
You never even said where we can find you. You gotta fucking finish your thought, sir.
Wherever they're selling an ounce of weed, I guess.
Where can we find
Seth you? Seth Holmes on Instagram. You can follow us both on our Unscripted Banter podcast. That's where I always post. I'm on Twitter at Seth Holmes. Give me a follow. Appreciate you guys. You know, whatever you listen to, if you're on iTunes, Spotify, hey, give us a rating. You know, share a little comments. Tell your friends about us. You know, don't be shy.
Why not?
Don't be shy, Tyler.
You can find me TLens5 on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website unscriptedbanter.com.
It's beautiful.
It's short and to the point. You know,
beautiful, Tyler.
We're just here.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm just fucking here talking.
Wow. Wow. So good, Tyler.
I know. We love you fuckers. Have a great week.
But we might like the weed more.